What the actual fuck? What took you so long? How the fuck do you think it's okay for you to disappear for months and not even tell me what's going on? No, of course I couldn't follow you. You've tethered me to your house, you dimwit. I am starving. I don't care if we have other males in this apartment. You've tethered me to this room. I have not had a man's cum in a long fucking while. And that's because of you, Sherlock. Did you think it was a good idea? To leave me over here with nothing to eat? I could have died. Okay, yeah, that's a little bit of an overstatement. I could still live, but I'd suffer. Where the fuck did you run off to anyways? Singapore? The fuck you mean you ran off to Singapore? A job? God damn it. You could have told me at least, or untethered me. Genius. Well, I was nice before, but that's because you would willingly give me your cum. But since you've disappeared for 3 fucking months and I haven't had anything to eat, bitch, what do you think is going to happen next, huh? I know, shit's going to hell right now. You could give me all of your excuses, really. I don't care. The problem is, you maybe neglected to take care of your fucking succubus pet here. I could kill you if I wanted to, honestly. I just like your cock too much to actually murder you. But I swear to fucking God, if you do this again, I can't even do anything to you because you fucking tethered me. Who the fuck taught you that type of magic anyways? I'm gonna murder that fucker. Well, yeah, when I'm tethered to you, I'm linked to you. If I murder you, I won't have anything. Did you not read the fine print, genius? Listen, you've had a rough month. I've had a rougher 3 months, okay? Well, what else can I do but feed off on my own energy? Which is almost like cannibalism, by the way. Besides that, your porn collection sucks. Yeah, it does. It's the stupidest depictions of succubi I've ever seen. Like, I know you've got a fetish for me and, like, my people, but Jesus. Get it right. Come on, some proper representation over here. Alright, you want to compromise? Here's what you do for me. Go run to your bedroom right now, take off your pants, get your cock fucking hard right now, because I'm fucking hungry and your girl needs to feast. No, I won't kill you, goddammit. Have you not listened to anything I've said? I cannot kill you. I am tethered to your house and I'm linked to you. Fuck whoever taught you this shit. Is it 4chan or is it 8chan? I don't know. I don't care. But when I find that basement dweller who taught you this shit, I'm going to fucking strangle him so hard. And he's gonna end up in the depths of hell. My buddy Lucifer can do whatever the fuck he wants, that guy. I don't give a shit. Because I'm not supposed to be treated this way. I'm a demon, for fuck's sake. I need to be treated better. Go to your room, young man. Go to your room right now. All right, watch whatever fucking porn you like. I don't give a fuck. You know what? Here. Look at my tits. There you are. Yeah. Come on. Look at my tits right now. Yeah. Hmm? You see them? You see the way they jiggle and they wiggle and you love it, don't you? You love it, don't you? Are you getting hard Are you getting hard? Get fucking hard right now. Please, for the love of God, if you want me to feel better about this, you need to get the fuck hard right now. Get your ass at the bedroom and let me feed off your cum. Comprende? Alright, go. Just hurry up. Go. I do not want to see your face right now. All I want to see is your dick up and ready, standing at attention, hard as fuck. Because like it or not, tethering me and linking me to you makes this some fucked up symbiotic relationship. Go! Okay, maybe I was a little bit too mean to you. But come on. You're not telling me what happened? Leaving me for 3 months without anything? I get hungry. I get lonely. I don't want to shout at you like that. But if you're going to keep me for the rest of your life, or for as long as you want, you have to treat me right. I know I scared you. I'm sorry. This wouldn't happen if you'd have just told me and untethered me, so I can at least take care of myself. Well, I don't want to rely on other men's cocks, but if I have to, because you're leaving me, I've got no choice. But you know your cock will always be my favorite. So next time you leave, either take me with you or untether me. You know I'll always come back to you. Come on, sweetie. You know I won't do that. I've been existing for a millennia, sucked countless men's cocks, and I ended up tethering to you, and I actually like it. If I didn't like it, I would be murdering you and not give a fuck about my own life anymore. But I do like it. I like your cock. I love your cock so much, baby. Please, promise me you won't do that again. Promise me that the next time you're going on an out-of-town trip, you're taking me with you. Or you're going to give me enough space so that I can take care of myself. Well, the other men of the apartment won't remember anyways. I've got magic, remember? Magic that only you can control now. See? No need to get jealous. Besides, the one and only cock I'll always remember is yours, so... Oh, come on. Smile a little bit for me, won't you? I won't be mad anymore. That's better. Now give me your cock. Let me handle it. Oh, you're nice and hard now. Don't tell me you got a little scaroused a while ago. You don't know what scaroused is? It's when you're scared but aroused at the same time. You know the fear and pleasure points in the brain aren't the same, right? Well, close to each other. Fear, pain, and pleasure. Same thing. So, I can get it. You got a little scared when I was a little mean to you, but also a little hot and bothered. Doesn't matter how I do it, so long as you're hard. I like you hard. I like you a lot when you're really, really, really fucking hard for me. Because then I get to feel this big cock in between my small,
sexy hands. You miss the feeling, don't you? Do you miss how my hands feel? How they feel wrapped around this big hard cock of yours? I missed it too, baby. Don't you ever do that to me again, okay? I miss these heavy balls too. Oh, there's so much cum. I bet you weren't properly satisfied when you were out of town, weren't you? And even if you tried with other girls, they can't compete when it comes to me. Of course. What can mere mortal humans do when it comes down to a nice, sexy, slutty succubus like me? Tell me you missed me. Fuck yes. I missed you too, baby. Now I get to feed on you, don't I? Yeah? You're going to give me your cum? Wholeheartedly? You're going to give me every single drop? Don't worry, I won't kill you. I can't even if I wanted to. I don't want to. Because this is the only cock I will love sucking. You taste as good as ever, baby. Yeah? You like that? I miss your fucking cocktail. From the base to the tip. Oh, fuck. I memorize every single inch of this and know exactly what to do to make it come hard. I love making it nice and wet with my tongue. I love tasting every inch of it. I love taking every inch of this perfect cock down my throat. I like that, baby. Bet you the other girls you tried couldn't do that, could they? Only I could do this. Because I fucking want you. And because I simply can. No other girl can match what I can do. Believe me, baby. If I only wanted to eat, I would have made you come in a split second. But because I want to take care of you too. I'm gonna take you at your own pace. Go on. You can tug at my hair if you'd like. A little cheeky, aren't you? Making me choke on your cock. I know you love it. You love it when you can get a succubus choke on this big cock of yours. You like the power that you feel, don't you? When you make me gag and retch and choke on your cock. Oh. That's the master I've been looking for. That's the master I've been waiting for months. God, baby. Come deep down my throat. Come deep down my throat and feed me your cum, baby. I want it. I need it. Yeah? Yeah? Give it to me. Sensitive, but take it. I'm gonna suck every chunk out. Fuck. There's still a couple chops. Yes, finally. Some proper nourishment. Oh, I could feel it coursing through my veins. Oh, baby, here it comes, just does it for me. Are you all right? A little tired. Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry. Oh, I was just so fucking hungry. And their cum just tastes so fucking sweet. Oh, well, just lie down. Just lie down and let me put the covers over you. I'll make us some dinner so that when you wake up, you can be properly energized again. And believe me when I say I need you at the top of your game right now. Because that... it's just the appetizer. And I think I'm gonna go for a 7-course meal right now. Don't worry, baby. You know I'll take care of you. Good night.